Welcome back to Dove Valley, as we have been doing every Friday leading up to the start of training camp, going over what we feel are the main storylines fans should keep an eye on during training camp with Gray Caldwell, Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall. We're a week away, and now with just a couple days before players report and really start preparing in pads for the start of the regular season, we've put together the fact that we think right now the main storyline as we head into this camp is how the Broncos, Coach Fox, John Elway, and all the way down the roster, how these players will manage the expectations that have been set, frankly, since they lost to Baltimore last year, through the offseason, the acquisitions they've made, how the team will manage those, and how it may manifest here during camp. I think one thing that we saw during the offseason program, guys, was that it was competitive during these practices. There was a little chippiness going on a couple of times among the offensive and defensive lines. You know, after camp, after practice, Champ Bailey doesn't want to come off the field and talk about what it was like to get beat by Peyton Manning for a couple of long touchdowns. No way. He wants to talk about the opposite, how it felt to pick off Peyton twice in front of a big crowd here at camp. So competitive-wise, we've seen a little bit of it back and forth. I think that's kind of where you start, because it shows that these guys mean business. They are taking every opportunity they have very seriously, because they know what the expectations are too.
Yeah, they're all making each other better out there. I think that's the best thing that we've seen out there on the field. When you have guys at a high level on both sides, you're going to have to accept, whether you're on offense or defense, that you're going to lose some battles. You know, we see it. You know, one great example. You know, Chris Harris and Wes Welker. Harris is as good a slot corner as there is in the NFL right now, and Welker, he's a perennial 110 catch guy. And you know, there's times when Welker's gonna get open and make plays, and that frustrates Harris. But then sometimes the same day he'll turn around and he'll get a pick six. You know that. You know, and for each side of the football, I mean, you look at how highly they were ranked last year. You know, both top five offense and defense, number two defense in the league. Rarely are these guys going to have to face anyone in games that's better than what they see in practice. And I think that ratchets up the intensity. I think even though they do, you know, respect each other like teammates do, as is the case in a locker room, you know, when they're out there, you know, they're not thinking in terms of going back in the locker room and socializing. They're thinking of winning that play, that moment. And when you're Chris Harris and you see Wes Welker and you're Von Miller and you see, you know, and you see Peyton Manning and you're Champ Bailey and you see Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker and vice versa, you know, you're going to step your game up. And the other guy's going to step his game up too. And that's why, you know, there are going to be some practices that are at least as intense as games. That's how on point guys are going to be out here.
Yeah, that's how you improve. And I think that's how these veterans understand really what they're putting all this work in for. I mean, you talk to Champ, you talk to Wesley Woodyard quite a bit during the offseason, during the year. You've gotten to know these guys, how they approach each week. But they know that work starts with camp, and no one inside this building has been shy to say, hey, look, we set the highest expectations for ourselves, but they all know that doesn't just appear on game days. It's built during camp.
Exactly. I mean, even Coach Fox has not been shy about saying, look, right now everybody's goal is to hoist that Lombardi Trophy at the end of the season. But for anyone worried about getting too ahead of themselves, it's almost always followed by, but we have a lot of work to do, and it starts now. And talking about how that's going to manifest itself on the practice field, it's even more than just chippiness. I was talking with Andrew. It seemed like last year, during the middle of that 11-game win streak, when you're watching practice, it was just crisp, crisp, crisp. You could tell you're watching a well-oiled machine, a really good team. And you've seen a little bit of that already through mini camps and OTAs, just how seriously the team has already attacked practices, even in the offseason. It's not even training camp yet. And so, let alone when you get the pads on, And like Mace was talking about, you're lined up against Champ Bailey, or you're lined up against Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas. When you're seeing this type of caliber of player across from you, and you know the expectations, it can only make you better.
And you know, we see, you know, we like has been mentioned, we've seen some scuffles out there already at OTAs, which is a little bit unusual for this point in the year. You know, but you know, you'll see them probably at camp, and you know, you obviously don't want guys getting hurt in a scuffle, but a little bit of shoving and jostling around, it's a healthy thing. I think it shows that guys are competitive. I think it shows they've come with their head screwed on straight. I mean, and if you're going to get, and, you know, and we saw this last year, you know, Jason Hunter, who's now with the Raiders, he was working with the first team in part because he came out of practice and he was so intense and doing so much that the coaches had to take notice of what he was doing. So, you know, if you're out there and you're scrapping and scraping and you're being a bit feisty, I think the coaches are going to look very favorably on that. I think that says a lot about you as a player.
Yeah, I think something else to keep in mind, obviously, right now with John Fox heading into his third year as head coach for the Broncos, he's now the longest tenured head coach in the AFC West, with Mike McCoy getting his first crack in San Diego, Andy Reid taking over in Kansas City, and then, of course, Dennis Allen going into his second year with the Raiders. That says something, I think, where he's got a hold of this locker room. The players say they love playing for him. I think that'll also kind of go a long way. So it's now a few days before camp. We've now talked about the five major storylines heading into training camp that we think fans should keep an eye on. Real quick, guys, we'll kind of walk off with this. Personally, what are you going to look for individually? We're going to be out here for hours on end once camp gets going, but a lot to take in. Gray, I'll start with you. Out of everything we've talked about, maybe there's something else. What are you going to look for?
Well, the most important thing for me personally is to wear sunscreen, because it's going to be a disaster.
That is true.
If I don't. But what I'm going to be watching, honestly, what I'm the most interested in is watching how the defensive tackle rotation shapes up. You know, Kevin Vickerson's back. They brought in Terrence Knighton, and I think it's going to be fun to see how Sylvester Williams plays as a rookie. Jack Del Rio said he sees a lot of Derek Wolfe just in terms of attitude, demeanor, and the way he's attacking already the playbook, and just how he's going to be able to fit in that rotation and build that pass rush from the inside, like we talked about with replacing Elvis Dumervil.
Interior push, that's good, and something you'll see a whole lot of once they do get pads on. They'll be working on that all camp. Andrew?
You know, I was just thinking, I've spent probably a full month of my life watching training camp practices over the years, and I'm not sure I've looked forward to one more than this camp this year and seeing what's at stake. So many things. But what I come back to is the running back battle, and in particular how well Ronnie Hillman, Knowshon Moreno, Monte Ball, how well they do in blitz pickup. I mean, I think you look last year, that was an area where Ronnie Hillman struggled. You know, Knowshon Moreno got better when he became a starter, but first game he missed a blitz pickup and allowed a sack of Peyton Manning, and that's, you know, so and that was something I think that kind of affected him a little bit for a while as the season went on. And how well Monte Ball does that, I think, is going to determine how extensively he plays as a rookie. If he picks that up, then I think he could end up being a bell cow running back, and if not, then I think you know, he might be a little bit on the fringes a little bit. The most important thing a running back has to do in this offense is keep Peyton Manning upright. And really, the entire season could rest on that one aspect of the offense.
Yeah, and that segues directly into what I'm really looking for. And for me, it's easy. It's the quarterback. It's Peyton Manning. It's Peyton Manning's second year here in Denver. When he and John Elway talked a year ago, March, it was about coming here to win. He's now comfortable. He has more weapons around him. Everyone's comfortable with him. He and Adam Gase have gotten more comfortable together. You can tell that health-wise, he's back to where he wants to be. And don't forget, he makes everyone on both offense and defense better. And that's why they rep so much out here during these practices. It's not just Wes Welker or Julius Thomas or DT getting better when they're running routes for Peyton. It's everyone they're going against. And for me, it sounds like an easy out, but that's what I'm looking for. And I'm willing to guess that's what a lot of you fans will also be paying attention to. Camp, a week away. Players report on Wednesday. First practice is on Thursday. We are less than a week now with Gray Caldwell, Andrew Mason. That's going to wrap up all the storylines we hope you guys follow as training camp begins and runs through the month of August. Thanks so much for watching this series lead up to camp. Plenty more coming next week as 2013 officially gets underway.